Welcome to the Center for Christian Leadership broadcast. Together we'll explore the crossroads of leadership and Christian living. I'm Dr. Stephen Smith, your host and fellow journeyer on this path that we're on to pursue a purposeful life. In each episode, we'll embark on a transformational journey that discusses the timeless principles of leadership that are grounded and firmly established in the wisdom of God's Word. So whether you're a seasoned leader seeking inspiration or someone navigating the challenges of everyday life, this broadcast will act as a compass for navigating the intricate dance between leadership excellence and life that models the greatest leader, Jesus Christ. Join me and our guests as we unpack profound insights, share inspiring stories, and embark on a quest to lead with purpose in every aspect of our lives. This is more than a broadcast, it's a community committed to elevating Christian leadership while embracing the transformational power of the principles God has established. So let's dive in together and discover the extraordinary potential that emerges when Christian leadership and Christian living converge.
Welcome back to A Word from God. My name is Stephen Smith, and I believe that I have a word from God for you today. And that word is strategic. That's right. We're still talking about our strategic plan that we're using to develop the way that we're going to change the way that we live our lives and accomplish the things that we know that we can do, because that's why God created us, right? So what we're doing is we're going through a 7-step strategic planning process. We already looked at the first 2 steps, and I encourage you to go back, take a look at those videos. You're always welcome to do that. You can go to awfg.today and you can look at those videos, check them out, see how you can identify and establish greatest why. We also wanted to be able to identify and eliminate negative thoughts. And today what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at how we can develop a plan that will take us to the place that we want to go. That's right. We're going to take a look at development of our plans. Now, we got to make sure that we have a plan to get there, right? We also want to be sure of this one verse. This tells us in Proverbs 16:3 that if we commit our actions to the Lord, then our plans will succeed. So what I want to do is I want to make sure that I'm committed to God in what I'm doing. Remember, we wanted to make sure that this plan or this process, whatever it is that we're doing this for, can actually be a part of what God wants for us. If it's not something that God wants for us, then we want to get rid of it, right? So we're taking a look at the life of Nehemiah in Persia. He worked for the king as a cupbearer, and he has the ear of the king, and he's already presented himself to him. The king asks him, hey, what's going on, Nehemiah? What can I do to help you? You look kind of sad. And what we did was we found that we can go through and make this difference in our lives because we understand that God wants us to have a plan and have that plan ready when somebody asks us. And Nehemiah was ready. Let's take a look at what the Bible says and how we can get from point A to point B with this plan that we're going to develop today. So what happened was is that Nehemiah is sitting there in front of the king, and the king says, hey, you look kind of dejected. How can I help you out? In fact, he said this. He said, well, how can I help you? And Nehemiah prays to God, and he says, if it pleases the king, and if you're pleased with me, your servant, send me to Judah to rebuild the city where my ancestors are buried. Seems kind of bold, but he had a plan. He had everything all set. He was ready to give this plan of his to the king. Are you ready to present your plan if somebody says, hey, what's the plan today? What are we going to be doing? It might be one of your subordinates. It might be one of your superiors. It might be somebody who's interested in maybe funding your plan for you. But we've got to make sure that we have this plan to present to others. And that's what we're going to do today. So Nehemiah had to tell the critical players in this plan. And once he got to Judah, he needed to get them out there and take a look. But what he did was he wanted to see where he was at. So the first thing that he did in Nehemiah 2:12, it says that he slipped out during the night, taking only a few others with him. And he had not told anybody about the plans God had put into his heart for Jerusalem. So he takes these guys on this tour and says, wow, take a look at all these broken down walls and look at these burnt out gates. What's going on here? He knew that he had a plan that had to be ready to execute. But now what he's doing is he's getting people read into the plan before he really presents it to them. It's a great way of getting your vision into the hearts of other people. So who have you told about your plans? Who should you keep your plans from? You know, there are certain people that are willing to shoot you down. You're probably aware of who those people are. Make sure that you don't share all of your ideas with them. They're not going to help you out anyway. Doesn't matter how great it is, but doesn't matter how grand a plan it is. There are people that do not want you to succeed. So don't share your plans with them. Share them with the people who are always encouraging you, who are always trying to get on your side, and who want to help you succeed. There may be some people that want to jump in on this plan with you. So make sure that you're very selective on who you share your plan with. So now what he's going to do is he's going to present his vision to them. Nehemiah is going to say, okay, now's the time for all of us to get involved. And in Nehemiah 2:17, we can see how he said this. You know very well what trouble we're in. Jerusalem lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire. Let's rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and end this disgrace. So he's bringing them in. These are all Jews. They can see that, wow, we just went out and we looked at how ugly this thing is. He's getting them to buy into the vision. He can also let them know, hey, look, you're a part of this. Let's not be disgraced by this. Let's be proud. Let's do something that we can be proud of. How passionately have you shared your vision with your team? Have you shown, hey, guys, look, this is what we can do? Or, well, you know, we might want to accomplish that. I can't believe we got to do this. I mean, you got to be motivated when you present your plan to others, especially if it's your team. Make sure that you get them in on it and make sure that you've also got them aligned with their own goals and their own desires in tow along with it, because then you'll be able to get them to come together and start working things in a way that will help you to accomplish what it is that you want to do. You know, he also wanted to encourage them. He also wanted to let them know, hey, you know what? God's on my side. And he can do that through different testimonies. Have you gotten a positive testimony that you can share with your team? Look at what Nehemiah did. He told them this. Then I told them about how the gracious hand of God had been on me and about my conversations with the king. They replied at once, yes, let's rebuild the wall. So they began the good work. This is a good work that only took them 52 days to accomplish. That doesn't mean that the gates weren't torn down or burnt up. It doesn't mean that the walls weren't in shambles, and they were, and the gates were burnt down and torn up. But they were able to accomplish all these things because now people are motivated to do these things. So what steps have you already achieved towards your goals? You want to make sure that you've got the plan. You want to make sure that you know where you're at in your process. Remember when we first got started, I encouraged you to write down where you were and where you wanted to go. Have you moved along in that process? Remember, we were talking about getting rid of negative emotions and negative thoughts. Have you gotten at least that far? Have you taken the first step? Maybe you've taken your third or fourth step. Where are you at in that process? But we want to make sure that as you take these steps, look back and don't only celebrate what you have done, but celebrate it to others. Let them know, hey, look, God has been with me. Hey, look, I've been able to accomplish these things because God has given me the strength to be able to do these things. You can do this too. You can join me in this quest. Come on, we can do this together. These are all ways that I can motivate my team and get them going in a positive way. So we want to make sure that we get the wisest advice as possible. And in fact, I read this morning in my morning devotions. This is Proverbs 19:20, and it says, get all the advice and instruction that you can so you'll be wise the rest of your life. Kind of makes sense to me, doesn't it? If you want to get wise instruction, what'll end up happening is that you can become wise. If you're not sure how to move forward with your plan, if you're not sure how to change your life at the point that you're at right now, stop and ask somebody whose advice you value. Don't ask somebody who's going to shoot you down. Don't ask somebody who advice is never any good and it's the exact opposite of where you want to go. And in fact, take a look at their lives. If their lives are positive, then you probably want to get their advice. If they've succeeded in some of the things, especially if they succeed in what you want to accomplish, ask them how they did that. Believe me, they want to help you out just as much as you want their help. So who do you know that's done what you've done? How can you get them to talk to you about that process? Nehemiah went to the king because he was his cupbearer. And in fact, he had done a good job for him. And the king was very proud of him. And the king jumped right in on this and he helped him out completely. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that ultimately our plans are what God wants us to do. We know that if I've got a plan and if it lines up with what God's purpose is, then what's going to happen is that I'm going to be successful. If I have a plan that is not lined up with God's purpose, then I'm probably not going to be very successful. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we're focused in on these things as well. And remember, I'm checking on my plan periodically to make sure that I'm still within God's will. Now, I'm writing my plan down now, and I'm trying to get this plan together. I've motivated people to the vision that I've had, but I also want to stop and make sure that God is with me on this. You know, further on in Proverbs 19, this is what we read. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose prevails. So when was the last time that you checked in with him? When was the last time that you checked in with God and said, hey God, by the way, am I still on track? Is this the direction that you wanted me to go? You know, Nehemiah regularly went out and prayed to the Lord and sought his direction in each of these different things. He sought, of course, his permission. He sought, of course, his strength or his joy, which was his strength. Remember, we read about that yesterday. These are all things that Nehemiah did to be able to make sure that God is still involved in this process. You want to make sure that God is still involved in your process as well. So we know that God's got a plan for us. And that plan can be very detailed. And in fact, Jeremiah 29, 11 and 12 tells us this, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen." This is a really great two memory verses that can actually help us. If I know that God's got great plans for us, and if he tells me that if I pray and he'll listen, then it knows that I can check my plans and make sure that I'm still in the design that he has for me. And in fact, that's what this word plan means. It means that God's got a specific design for you. You were created for something very specific because you've got certain gifts, you've got certain talents, you've got certain skills that are important for you to be able to accomplish those things that God created you for. You weren't created to be a dud. You weren't created to fail. You were created to succeed. And I encourage you to go out, look for what that purpose is, what that plan is, apply these tasks and these things to it, and then make sure that you check in with God. He's going to show you exactly what it is that you need to do to be able to accomplish that perfect purpose that he's put into your heart. You know, a lot of us, what we'll do is we'll go out and we'll say, you know, God knows all these things, and it's usually God's got a secret. He doesn't tell me these things. And in fact, Paul writes this in 1 Corinthians 2:9. He says, "What is it that the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him?" So in other words, this Old Testament scripture says, hey, we have no clue what it is that God has in store for us. And a lot of us will quote this as an excuse so that we don't have to fulfill what it is that we know that we need to find out what that is. So check this out. What part of this plan do you need direction from God in? And the reason why I say that is because check this verse out. And this is 1 Corinthians 2:10. It says, "But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything that shows us God's deepest secrets." So here's the deal. God's the only one that can do time travel, right? God's the only one that can go into the future. God knows exactly what's going to happen. He knows what's happened in the past. He knows what's in our hearts. He knows all of these things. And if his Spirit is going to search out these things, don't you think that his Spirit can tell us what it is that we need to do? I mean, because of what Christ did for us on the cross, God's Spirit is now available to us so that we can ask him these things, so that I don't have to say, gee, I don't know what God's will is for me. No, you know exactly what it is because you have the mind of Christ. Check this verse out. This is 1 Corinthians 2:16. "For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ." You have the mind of Christ. If you've accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, then you know that he's there. If you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you got that much up on everybody else, because now you can communicate directly with God's own Spirit, and he can show you the things that you need to know. Those of you who believe that God's Spirit came into you at salvation, he's there. Ask him. He'll make this aware to you of what you need to do. What revelations have you received about moving forward with your plan? Has God given you the move forward designation? Has he told you what you need to do? You know, Paul, before he went to the church in Philippi, he was asking God what he wanted to do. He was trying all these different things. He was throwing things against the wall, and God kept stopping him until he gave him a dream. And a guy in Macedonia says, hey, come on, Paul, I need your help over here. So Paul runs over to Philippi, and guess what happens? He's beaten with rods. He's thrown into jail. He has all these people moving against him. And yet one of the strongest churches in the early Christian life was the church in Philippi. Because of all these things that happened to him, he goes through difficulties and trials. And even if we do go through difficulties and trials, it doesn't mean that it's not God's will. But what it does mean is that you can trust in him to carry you through to get to that other side. And the moment that you do, then you're going to start seeing all of these plans starting to come together. So we need to know that we understand what it is that we want to accomplish with this plan of ours. We know where we're at. We know where we want to go. We want to make sure that we've taken inventory of our gifts, our talents, our skills, so we know what it is that we can do. And we also know what other people will need to help us in. But we also want to make sure that we have all of the different things that are there available for us. In fact, Jesus tells us this in Luke 14:28. He says, "But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it?" We want to make sure that we've got the tools and the resources available to be able to do these things. We also want to make sure that we have those gifts and those talents that are available for us. And if I don't have those, who do you need to bring into your team so you can do that? How much of your plan have you actually thought through in this process? Once you do that, once you start thinking through your plan, you're going to start seeing that, yes, it is possible, or maybe, no, it's not possible. So we want to make sure that we check out with God, and we make sure that we're following along with the plans that he gives us. In Exodus 25:9, God gave Moses the plans for the tabernacle. And in fact, he told him, you are to construct it following the plans I've given you. The design for the dwelling and the design for all of its furnishings are here. So what we do is we take a look at the Word of God, and it gives us the design of what we need. If I need something done in my life, what part of my plan can I go into the Word of God and start saying, wait a second, I need it here. He's going to show me here. He's going to show me here what it is that I need to know. And once I've identified those things and I know that I can start moving forward with this plan, and I've thought this through and I've got God's plan, and I know that it'll execute well as I move forward in it. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we've got our plan written down. Now, there are four steps that we can follow today to help get us in that right direction. The first step that we want to do is we want to write down where we are in our thinking and where we want to go. Second thing that we want to do is we want to identify the steps, where we are and where we want to go in relationship to our thinking. Once I've done that, I can then identify as my third step the critical steps that are necessary for us to be able to do that. The last thing that I want to do is I want to develop a timeline to execute the plan and begin moving in that direction today. Now, the development of a timeline comes from identifying when you want to accomplish it and then identifying how long each one of the tasks are going to take to accomplish that. This is what's called backwards planning. But if you're able to do that, you're then going to be able to start seeing that God is working with you in this whole process. So I hope that you stick with us for the entire 7 sessions, because these plans and these processes that we're learning to go through are really going to make a difference in the things that you're going to do. And I know that you can be that miracle going someplace to happen. I want to thank you for joining us today, whether it's on Facebook or YouTube, or if you're watching us online, any one of the social media outlets. I really do encourage you that today we believed that we've gazed through the lens of our Christian faith, discovering a special word from God that's met your special needs. As we reflect on these principles today, let's remember that our ultimate example is Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve others. May his selfless love and sacrificial leadership inspire and guide us in our own leadership journeys. We want to encourage you and make sure that you're subscribing to these videos. Also, don't forget to share them. Hit the notification bell. If you're watching this on any one of the social media outlets, I encourage you, pass this on to others so that they can find inspiration as well through their path towards their servant leadership roles as well. Let's build this community of leaders dedicated to following the footsteps of our servant-hearted Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, I wanted to thank you for being a part of this broadcast. Until our next episode, I encourage you to go forth in the spirit of servant leadership, guided by the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and blessings to you on your journey and in every step that you take.